So,
as many of you know, I've been really into aluminum these past few years, starting with my 92 Specialized S-Works Dural Can build. Proof of concept with that bike. I just love how light it is and how easily I could carry it when, you know, the terrain got a little bit rough to pedal. About a year ago, Matt from Crust came to me and said, hey, let's make an aluminum bike. He got a hold of Frank the Welder, who is an iconic aluminum frame manufacturer here in Vermont. Many of you who were around in the Norba years, especially in Connecticut, can remember the brand Spooky Bikes, which is still around today. I think it's on its fourth owner, but the original and second iteration, if I'm not mistaken, were run by a straight-edge vegan hardcore bike company. And Frank produced a bunch of frames for them right out of Danbury, Connecticut, which is close to where we make our bags in Waterbury. So some cool connections there. And I'll put this on the screen right now. My great-grandfather made children's bikes, manufactured children's bikes, the GE Wheeler Company. My real last name is Wheeler. In New Haven, Connecticut. So there's some cool connections there for me in bicycle manufacturing in this area. Loosely, I guess the working title is the Alumilith. It's come out as that, so I guess we'll keep with that name. And this whole region here, the Connecticut River, everything on this bike was made, not everything, but the frame and fork were all made and designed along the Connecticut River. I, of course, live at the bottom of the Connecticut River in Padlock, Connecticut. This frame and fork was made up in Bellows Falls, Vermont, which is there on the Connecticut River. The name Alumilith is named after the geological torture that this area of the bottom of the Connecticut River endured many, many eons ago. We actually sit on the edge of Pangaea here. Glaciers, molten lava, tectonic shifts, the continents breaking apart. All happened right here. Want to know what else happened here? The Alumilith. So without further ado, my good friend Jordan Gomez and I build up the Alumilith to bring to the Philly Bike Expo to hopefully build up some buzz and sell these things when the pre-order opens on November 18th at Bronze Bikes. That don't count. All right, let's see what old Ronnie and Jordan are up to.
Yeah, it's going to be a double.
Double. Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to use...
Find a clamp for that.
Right. I think I've got the front derailleur picked out.
Same brakes.
I've got all gold, Paul.
Oh, beauty. Okay.
Everything. Cool. Gold, everything.
No dropper.
That would have been cool because to show off that I could do a dropper.
You can. Okay,
but cool. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. We could...
This cool one, for that. You could see, where was the crack? Yeah, you could see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I rode it for a while like that. It didn't seem to get any bigger, but, you know, I put so much torque into this thing.
Seriously. So much.
Yeah, this is all the new shit. I got Paul Gold, just about everything. Paul Gold levers, touring cannies. These are the most like the era right before V-brake mountain bike brakes. So they're low profile and they still work really well. Backwards, there you go. Little cushioning skewers. Oh yeah, very nice. This bike is gonna be outrageous. Jeez. Funky Monkey.
Beauty.
Okay. So that'll be one of our headset spacers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just trying to slam it.
Yeah, we're slamming
fresh fork.
Oh, yeah, slam it. Oh. That's how you commit. But we're using upright bars, so it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. this stuff smells like a sheep's pants. But that's because it's made from linen. And we just gonna wipe it off, and it's Jordan is done wiping it off, and it should just be a beautiful luster.
Stop down.
It doesn't look good. Yeah, good.
Not too polished. Give it one more coat.
Oh, yeah. This looks absolutely incredible. And we are currently chopping the Durl can. Sad moment. But, you know, its heart will go on.
There it goes.
Take it.
Let's that, get with that every light. Variety of color temperature.
With that red light. Okay, so we ran into a few problems here with the steer tube. We had a BMX headset, and it was just too thick internally. So we had to take a headset off of this fork bike and put it on this bike. So now we have a king on the bottom, black king on the bottom, and a gold BMX thick thing on top. But it looks red now. And that's a control tech stem. May or may not. This is also a dummy wheel. We just want to see it all come together. Here we are. It's the next morning. Installing 122.5
used bottom bracket.
I think it's a 73 millimeter
gently used shell, but butter smooth.
But I think it's an XT or something. It's nice.
That is nice.
All right, so we had a few options with cranks, and of course we only use square taper at ronsbikes.com. So we've got some nice, you know, early to mid 90s micro drive crank sets that pertains to the 94 BCD as opposed to the 110, which is standard. And then we've got a 58 bolt circle diameter on the rear. That allows us to use some real nice low gearing, a 20 tooth. Right back there. So that's going to be real nice. And then we're going to go with a 36 up front and a 38 for a bash guard. You'll see how it all comes together. We were going to use a top line Grafton style crank, but the queue was too tight. You know, of course, this will fit a 2.6, so the chainstays do come out quite a bit. But these cranks ended up fitting on perfectly. And we're going to use a Suntour XC Pro Micro Drive drive side and an XTR M900 non-drive side. Not by choice, because I just can't find the corresponding arms, but you know, I think that's pretty cool. A lot of unity there. Can't we all just get along? Okay, so we ran into a little issue with the Suntour XC Pro micro drive. The outer BCD is indeed 94, but those inner rings, not a 58, it's a 56. So this just barely doesn't fit. Just barely. I mean, it's pretty hard to get 56 BCD inner rings, so I'm going to assume that was just for Suntour, just like Campy has their own, like, 110.5 BCD on their compact cranks. Kind of annoying. But in this workshop, we got a lot of old cranks. So the trusty Richie Logic compact, just fine. So that's what we're going to use, folks.
Shoot.
Okay. So this is how you do the hidden bolt. It's all about leverage. It's all about leverage on these Sugino hidden fifth cranks. Oh yeah, perfect. All right, Sally. Release.
The Nike Crafts really, really do a nice clamping job.
So those are Nikes for people who are into crafts. Yes. Is that the way it works?
That is. Nikes for makers. Yeah. If you have a 3D printer, then you can order those.
You know everything about 3D printing. So what's the price point on a Nike craft?
$100. Yes, okay. So it's not quite collectible.
Okay, there's our crank configuration. We have a 2036 with a 38 bash guard that is just on there to fill up space. All right, now Jordan.
Ornamental reasons.
Yeah, ornamental reasons. Now Jordan, you want to install this dry, huh? I mean, this is a big debate.
I personally will install it dry, yeah.
Now,
well, you know, the film of the, you know, remnants of the last installation's grease is usually plenty.
Now this is a big debate. Do you install?
It's a big debate.
Yeah, the big debate. Do you do your tapers greased or dry?
Well, you know, there's differing opinions. There's opinions on both sides. You know, maybe you want to put a little grease on there to prevent corrosion, etc. There's thoughts of pulling the spindle too far through. You're over lubricating it. You shouldn't. You should just really pinch on there and keep the friction that it has. Maybe you'd want to put some grease on like a tie spindle.
Yeah.
But you know, some of us, including our friend Jan, have opinions of greasing up the spindle and really challenging the mechanic to pull the spindle completely through.
Challenge.
It is a challenge. It's out there. But I personally prefer just the lightest film.
Okay. You know, I've been greasing mine as the last year and a half. I've been greasing mine. And no repercussions yet.
No pull-throughs
or anything yet. I'm always trying to get those things as pulled in as possible.
Yeah, not so.
But you think the grease helps with the pull through? I mean, or is it just
internet opinion about it?
Yeah.
I mean, we did just pull off some Richie cranks
that were way in there. Those things were greased.
Had been definitely been greased. They were wallowed.
Okay. All right. The
aluminum was like.
Oh, let us know. I mean, let us know, folks. Let us know. Are you greasing your taper?
Do you grease?
Well, this one's dry.
Dry.
Dab of glue. Yeah. I'm going to keep this on here as it spreads around like that. Yeah, glue stick would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Put it on the back side.
Nice. Yeah, back side. Glue it down.
Stick it down.
I'm supposed to get like a cute. Something else is cute. Are you gonna need this hat, Ronald?
In the future? Yeah.
Like this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
No?
No. Is it supposed to be really cold or something?
No.
This is a big step, getting the logo on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Glued this one down pretty well. Okay, it's coming. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's like, I gotta look at the, draw a little line right there, of course, mm-hmm. for the green and red. That should be nice.
Okay, time to paint.
Okay. Oh wow, that's okay. So I'm thinking I'm just going like a little bit of that, huh? Okay, Brian Chapman.
Yeah, right.
Can't make it like that. Yeah,
my hair's in my way. It's just gonna look like it was put on with nail polish.
Yeah.
I should have sunglasses on. The glare is killing me.
Yeah.
Oh, I already fucked it up.
Mark your edges there.
All right, we're not using that paintbrush. I'm going edges first. Okay. Yeah, edges first.
Okay, we decided to switch stems last minute here. So we went with a 140 control tech with the old style faceplate. Let me see that faceplate. Yeah. Had to, you know, this is a 25-4 stem, 26-0 handlebar. This is a trick I do often. You got to pry that thing, pry that faceplate open with a screwdriver. You can see where we did that real nice. And then use that muscle. It'll go. It'll go and it'll hold real well. You know what I'm saying? You know, that ain't slipping.
If you feel like you're about to pass out, you're doing it right.
That's right. You can hear me breathing heavily. It's not just Jordan.
Okay, so we decided we don't like the last minute this seat collar here. Oh, you're going right for it. I like
no,
it.
I'm just seeing where we're
last minute the seat collar here. It's a dog's tooth. Some sort of dog's tooth. And it's got a big old logo on it, which is unfortunate. So I was just going to eyeball this and drill it on out because that's what one does when you're here at Ronnie's workshop. But Jordan, he's a little different. So we're going to just tap a few notches in here and then do the drilling.
We're rolling.
Get my hair back though, totally. Be that person to drill their hair. That's nice. I mean, it's nice. It's not quite
it's clean.
Centered, but. Dog's head.
Mm-hmm. It'll look good with the off center one.
Yeah. We're shaving grams here. Look at this.
Quite a few.
Should put that on a scale.
Mm-hmm.
See what it weighs.
5.2 grams.
Oh, that's
what. Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's see. Let's take a look. Right. Oh, yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, so this is our first drillium experiment.
It's going to be a wabi-sabi project.
I'll be honest, this is maybe my third or fourth drillium experiment. Par for the course. So we're just going to go freestyle here now that we saw what planning did.
It all went to plan.
Yeah. That's drillium, baby.
That's art for you.
Went with an XT9 speed, which is an
8 speed.
Shit. Went with an XT8 speed, which is in really nice condition. Yeah.
You can see here we did some aggressive drilling and shaved off probably about 5 grams off this Sipos collar.
Easily.
This dog tooth. So we've moved inside. This is our fourth location, I think. And yeah, we're just waiting for that derailleur hanger to come in.
Doing the brakes.
They're getting there.
So the derailleur hanger did not come, but I scrounged this like stamped steel
derailleur hanger that's just a, I don't know what, off of one of my Dural cans. And it fits perfectly. So I like that. One Dural can giving to the other. Really have the makings of a bike here, don't we?
Oh, we'll certainly do.
Just dialing in the brakes here. I'm gonna say that logo came out pretty cool.
Yeah, it's major art parts. It looks really good, Ron.
Let's jump
right into it.
Oh, first time out of the stand.
Where are you?
Hey there, YouTubers. Yep, we're back here. We made it to Philadelphia, as you can see. First ride on the new bike. And we're just YouTube. All right.
Okay, we've made it to the big city, folks. Philadelphia, the city of boys to men.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Hey YouTubers, what's up? We're here at the Philly Bike Expo. John Watson from the Radibus, you ever heard of him?
We got
Jordan Gomez here. You remember him from last night, he built the bike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we are, just on our way around.
Now we're going to get on the Radibus.
Yeah, we made it!
All right. Oh, wow. Yeah, here we are. Chart. Oh, who's that? Who's that handsome guy? Yeah, so thanks for liking this bike, everyone. Pretty cool. Wow. Pretty cool that in 2022 an aluminum rim brake mountain bike can be popular. I'm pretty excited about that. I've got a lot of cool aluminum things I want to make with Frank in the future, so this is a good start. Thanks everybody.
This is Ronnie from ronsbikes.com.